Matthew Fabian coming in from the bowels of Key Arena in Seattle, where the Wyoming Cowboys could not pull out the win against the UNI Panthers. 71-54, the final score. Luke, just not a good game. Got behind quickly in the second half. What were your thoughts?
Well, when the game first started out, it was fairly close. The teams were exchanging blows, and Wyoming even had a one-point lead for a little bit. But then Larry Nance Jr. and Josh Adams slipped out of the game, and just things just went to hell pretty quick for them. They committed a couple of turnovers, and you and I scored 10 quick points and had a 9-10-point lead fairly fast. They never got back their composure after that, and it really, really hurt them.
Yeah, it didn't look like Larry ever got into a groove until the second half. He knocked down a lot of shots quickly, went on a 12-0 run kind of by himself, and it was impressive to see Wyoming fight. You know, they were down 23 at one point or something like that, and they fought. They fought back. 21 was the score. They were down 21 at one point, went on a 14-0 run, cut it to 7, and with like 6 minutes to go. So there was hope. There was certainly hope. A 7-point ball game with 6 minutes left is certainly not over by any means. But unfortunately, Josh Adams, we didn't see the same tenacity, the same fight from the Mountain West champ. Well, I don't want to say same fight. There was certainly the same fight, but just not the same tenacity, not the same shots fell for Josh in today's game than it did in the Mountain West tournament.
Yeah, like we were talking about during the game, there were a couple of loose balls where Wyoming got their hands on it, but they just didn't come up with it, and usually that's a recipe for disaster when those sorts of things happen. But yeah, when they went on that big run, Larry was just flying to the hoop and didn't really care anymore. He was like, I'm not going to let my season end by us losing by 20, and I felt like him single-handedly brought that team back to a 7-point game. Josh Adams overall, he looked good towards the end of the game, but it was more a garbage time situation. He was taking a lot of really long twos where he's trying to do the crazy shots where we haven't seen this season. Last season he did a lot, but this season he was usually more composed and took what the defense gave him. This game he was trying to force a lot of stuff and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and we didn't get any bench production, 2 points off the bench. I mean, we didn't get a lot of bench production throughout most of the season anyways, but the thing is, you need more than 2 points in the NCAA tournament. You need more depth than the 5 we had. Derek Cook, what we thought was set the tone early, took a charge instead of getting the and one dunk. It didn't go Wyoming's way. The refs kind of let Seth Tuttle do whatever he wanted. He cleared out Larry Nance a lot. He got a lot of calls. You and I got a lot of calls, and you and I is a good team. They're going to get a lot of calls because they're good. And some people picked them in their Final Four, and I anticipate you and I to beat Louisville on Sunday here in Seattle. And I anticipate Louisville to make a run because that's what they deserve. They were the 9th best team in the nation. They got stuck with the 5 seed, and I think maybe they came out and wanted to prove that 5 seed is very underrated for them.
Yeah, we saw a very, very good team. They're very disciplined. And the thing that I found most amazing was you and I's coach subbed in his players very, very quick. It looked like a hockey lineup almost. They were just going in and out, in and out. First 5 minutes of the game, sub people in real quick, and like 3 players off the bench came in. I must say that number 11 for you and I was very good. He was very, very quick, got the shots that he wanted, and was able to drive to the hoop. I was talking with a reporter during the interview process, and he said, yeah, that's the best-kept secret in Northern Iowa right now is this guy from Cedar Falls, Iowa, who's just nuts off the bench. He's one of the quickest players I've seen live in person.
Yeah, and you and I have some good players. They have Tuttle. They, like you said, they have number 11, and they just play well as a team. I don't remember them making a mistake. They didn't make one mistake during that game. Wyoming made some shots. We got some open shots, but you and I really didn't make mistakes. I can't think of one mistake off the top of my head.
Well, towards the end of the first half, you and I was only like 3 of 13 shooting the ball. Wyoming did a good job like holding them down, but they could not get anything going on offense. Wyoming was able to buckle down, hold them to just a 10-point lead, but Wyoming could not convert on that and bring it closer like we'd seen during the Boise State game or some of these other close games in the past during Mountain West play. It was just a tough game overall and hard for them to get anything done.
Now moving on, Larry Nance graduating, Charles Hankerson graduating, Derek Cook graduating. There's, you know, 4-year starters gone because through graduation. Josh Adams returning. pretty much the only really experienced guy returning, along with Herndon and McManaman, but they never really got starting minutes throughout the season. What do you look at? What do you think the team looks like next year? Are they going to be like a Boise State where Derek Marks carried that team a lot? They didn't have a lot of supporting players, but it was Derek Marks' team. They finished first in the Mountain West and made the tournament. Or do you see us more like a New Mexico where we lose our star player and kind of just fall off the map 6-7 range?
I think next year will probably be a big transition year. Wyoming will definitely have good guard play with Nance. I really like McManaman. I like Akagoski. I like the guards that they have. The freshman from California, I can't remember his name. We call him Sparky a lot.
Jeremy Lieberman,
thank you. I think he's really good. He's played a lot. We just don't know what's coming from the big man. Al Herndon, I like the way he's played, but he's not that big. He needs to gain some weight if he wants to play the four position. And some of the bigs that they have coming in, they look nice, but they're going to need time to develop, and it's going to be hard, especially in Shiat's system where he requires a lot of discipline and a lot of patience. It's going to be a lot of probably running gun next year with Josh Adams leading the charge, and I have a feeling Shiat will just let him off the leash and do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what we're in for next year. I see us finishing 6th or 7th in the Mountain West just because Utah State's going to get better. San Diego State's always going to be good. You never know with Colorado State. They had 9 transfers this year, and they finished 3rd in the Mountain West, the team that really should have been in the tournament, so you never know with them. I think it's going to be tough for Wyoming. I think maybe we win a couple games in the Mountain West tournament, but we're certainly not getting an at-large bid. It might be the NIT or the CBI. This was a great run, though. I don't want to take anything away from this season. It was a great season. They came together at the right time. They made shots when they needed to, and they won a lot of games that we haven't seen Wyoming win in the past.
Yeah, the thing that we know is the university is in good hands with Shiat. We know that the basketball team is going to be competitive and that these players will play hard for him night in and night out. Again, I don't know much about the recruits coming in. I know that he's got a number of big men coming in. I don't know how many minutes they'll play early on. But this team's in good hands. It'll still be fun to watch. It'll still be competitive. It'll still be fun Wyoming basketball. And I look forward to see what they have next year. I do think these players got good experience, though, some of these younger players, traveling with the team, seeing what the NCAA tournament's like, seeing in person what it's like to have a championship team and to believe in each other and have good communication, all that sort of stuff. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this season was a lot of fun, and it's unfortunate that it came to a close. It's unfortunate it came to a close the way it did, but, like you said, Shiat's still here. The system is still here. Josh Adams will still be here, and I have a lot of faith in him next year. So, Luke, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being the beat writer for men's basketball. Until next year, Wyoming Cowboys fans, we will see you bright and early in the AA. Thank you.